Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to hear about my itch. So here's the news that could make you rich.
It's time for the Bloomberg Market Minute on 700 WLW.
All right, Jeff Ballinger. Apple is offering what kind of service bundles?
Well, sources say the iPhone maker is putting together a series of bundles to let customers subscribe to several of its digital services at a discounted price. The bundles will be called Apple One. They could be offered as early as October, along with a new line of iPhones. There'll be various tiers, is what we're hearing, including a basic package that would include Apple Music and Apple TV Plus.
How about that? All right, Facebook is launching some sort of voting info what?
Well, they're calling it a voting information hub. The social network's hoping to reach 160 million Americans, providing data from organizations like the Bipartisan Policy Center and the Federal Voting Assistance Program. The hub will include links for registering to vote and to volunteer at local polling stations. It will be promoted on users' Facebook and Instagram feeds in the fall.
They want to reach 160 million voters. I'll bet 160 million Americans don't even vote. I'd be curious what the total is. Danny, I'll put you in charge of that. 2016, what percentage of Americans actually voted? All right, then another report that says it's, not that we need a report on this, but hard to get a job right now if you're a new grad.
Yeah, this is a new survey, which is why it's back in the news, because we talked about it earlier in the week. But most of the business leaders who usually hire college graduates have halted or slowed their recruitment efforts because of the pandemic. This survey was done by bestcolleges.com. 70% of respondents say they've slowed their hiring. Only 18% say there's been no change in their hiring practices.
All right. Futures were off a bit. Where are they?
Well, they're mixed right now. S&P futures still lower by 2 points. NASDAQ futures are up 34. The Dow futures are down 22. From Bloomberg, I'm Jeff Bellinger on News Radio 700 WLW.
700 WLW. We talk crime and terror once a week with Mr. Brad Garrett from ABC News. And Brad, this group QAnon, which I've read about, I haven't been on, to look deeply into what they believe in, but it's basically a conspiracy theory group, and it raises the question, number one, is what people see in conspiracy theories. It's dealing with people that I have over the years who are big conspiracy theory buffs, I get the impression that they like to think of themselves as being smarter than everybody else, but since they're not, they have to make something up that that they're experts in. Now, you tell me, from an FBI perspective, is there any truth to that?
Yes, to a certain extent. I think what happens is that they believe that they have unique information, because the premise of QAnon is that there was a fictional character that they're calling Q that has a high position, maybe in the Department of Energy or some government agency, and he or she is able to extract this information about this cabal of Hollywood elites. People in the Democratic Party have created, they want to control everybody else, mind control stuff, that they're involved in sex trafficking, that they're pedophiles. I mean, it goes on and on. I mean, just sort of crazy stuff. But the problem, Mike, is that they will interlace with that legitimate, like, concerns or causes. Like, recently, QAnon folks were sending out stuff about Save the Children. It's a hashtag called Save the Children, which is about sex trafficking. People, you know, want to know about that. They want it stopped, et cetera. And so they'll look at the front part of that, but they won't look at the rest of the message, which links them into QAnon type of thinking, conspiracy thinking, the government's evil, you know, so forth and so on. And the people will retweet it or repost it literally millions of times. The concern is about how that affects, not that people believe the stuff we're talking about literally.
Yeah.
But they believe that, you know, they have iffiness about the government, that maybe there are issues and maybe it's not legitimate. And then you have politicians supporting at least that line of thinking.
But you had this during the last election cycles when somebody was led to believe that there was, that Hillary Clinton was involved in child kidnapping or sexual abuse, and they were kept in the basement of a pizzeria in Washington. And someone actually believed it to the point that they drove to that pizzeria with a gun to free the children. So the question is, are there people who really, I mean, does this start with people who might add, put something on the website who are, they're non-believers, they just want to see if people are crazy enough to believe the next thing they post?
Well, I'm going to guess that that's true. I mean, this is like the Wild West. This, supposedly, this line of thinking and this fictional character they're calling Q was supposedly created on 4chan, which is one of those extremist conspiracy theory, if you will, sort of message boards.
Yeah.
And this is where this got, and it has grown off of that. And then, you know, if you get very prominent people like the president retweeting things they say, or you know, congratulating QAnon folks that, you know, have won primaries in Georgia, I mean, it sort of, it adds legitimacy, at least in some people's eyes, that there may be something to this. Know that there probably is not a pedophile ring, et cetera, et cetera. But it really sells the point that, you know, things are amiss, and the president and President Trump is here to straighten them out. And, you know, obviously he probably likes that, that part of it at least. And it this, this constant drumbeat that they're, that the government is evil and you can't trust the government, I mean, that gets really troubling. There's enough divisiveness in this country as it is.
Yeah, but haven't we always had a group of those people?
Yeah, but they didn't have the internet to touch millions of people in 5 seconds. That's what you have today. Yes, absolutely, we've always had those people. But I don't know that we've ever, in recent history, had the level of divisiveness we have going on currently. And I think this plays into that. You could certainly argue, Mike, how much effect will this have on an election, et cetera. Who knows? Who knows? But the FBI is concerned enough that they're keeping track of them the best they can.
Well, I'm sure these people see themselves as being vigilant, and that we should be more appreciative of the hard work they're doing.
Exactly.
All right, so thanks, QAnon. All right, Brad Garrett, got to run. I appreciate your time, and we'll talk in a week.
Okay, take care, Mike.
That's a deal. All right, it's coming up on 8:17 now, 8:17. And it has been going on. I mean, as long as I've been old enough to pay attention to it. I mean, as long as I've been doing this program, which actually started in the 80s, actually the midday program. But back then, it was the Trilateral Commission. They had their own sets of evil groups out there. The problem was that back then, I guess some were made up. But the Trilateral Commission, everybody thought this is the super secret society. This is where the super secret powerful people hang out. No one knew about it but them. And back then, you could prove to them, it's in the phone book. The Trilateral Commission was in New York, and their number was in the phone book. You could call them. There are people, I mean, even now you'll say something was on Snopes. Well, no one knows who runs Snopes. They're a secret service. They've been on Oprah. Started as a married couple, and, you know, they make a living at it now. But, I mean, over the years, it's no one knows about the Bilderberg Group. Yes, they do. They've been meeting once a year for the better part of 100 years. Yes, everyone knows about them. But there have been different theories over time, and, you know, I'm amazed that, you know, people that I think are intelligent, not, the word normal is, there's a lot of flexibility in who's normal, but intelligent and the things that they believe. I worked with a woman years ago, not here, who swore that the Russians controlled our weather. And I was just the idiot who was dumb enough to think somehow it was just somehow random high and low pressure systems and the tilting of the earth and the jet stream. No, the Russians were doing it. As though if the Russians were controlling our weather, they wouldn't do a better job with their own. You know what I'm saying? If they could control the weather, they'd have palm trees over there by now. But yeah, the list goes on. You have People believe what? The Trilateral Commission, Federal Reserve. People believe the Federal Reserve is inherently evil. The Council on Foreign Relations gets a lot of blame. The Skull and Bones Society at Yale. The Freemasons. Freemasons go back forever. Any group that doesn't open themselves up to everyone, people assume their child sacrifice is going on inside. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, are just, the list goes on and on and on. Let's do our traffic. Chuck, you know anybody who believes in conspiracies?
Oh, yes. I used to live next door to a lady that did.
And what did she believe?
I'm not really sure. I just know that one day their garage was loaded with multiple loads of firewood and bottles of water because the whole world was going to come to an end.
And so they didn't, like, dig a bunker?
No, not that I know of.
Yeah.
They covered all the windows in aluminum foil.
That's unique. Yeah, but did is this somebody, I don't know how well you knew him or her, did you see them as otherwise normal?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Whatever normal might mean.
Correct. Mm. No, but I'll never forget that load of wood being dropped off in their driveway one morning.
Well, I mean, then you go back to the 9/11 people. They used to actually picket out on Montgomery Road, used to picket me.
I remember that.
When I did the weekend show. Mm-hmm. And I brought them in, and they, you know, they were nuts. Sorry. It's, yeah, I don't think you need to bring in a pro to prove some things, but... They were nuts. So, all right. Well, anyway, we got to get some traffic in here. So what do you got?
From the UC Health Traffic Center, UC Health's new mobile stroke unit brings stroke care to your door when seconds can mean the difference. Learn more at uchealth.com/mobile stroke. Southbound 75, they stopped all traffic at Galbert to get the wreck from the left lane over to the right shoulder. That's where it is now, so now delay times through Lockland are dropping quickly. Northbound 75 continues to run heavy from Buttermilk to the Brent Spence. Report of a wreck southbound 71 near Western Row, but I'm seeing no slow traffic there. There's also a wreck on 128 near Stricker's Grove and on Bridgetown at Glenway. Chuck Ingram, News Radio 700 WLW.
All right, 9 First Warning Weather Center. Nice day today. Sunshine and no chance of rain, at least none mentioned. A high of 87. Then the clouds in tonight, 69. Scattered storms tomorrow. Otherwise, a pretty cloudy Friday and 83. It is 68, 700 WLW. All righty. What do we got? What do we got? Conspiracy theories. Looking for some of the big ones. Now, one that I think largely went away, and they rarely do, is the 9/11 conspiracy. I think conspiracy theorists realized that was too crazy for even them to believe in. Kennedy assassination stuff, UFOs on military bases, all those are still alive. Bigfoot, all of those are still, people believe in those. But the 9/11 thing really died on the vine. And one reason is, and I mentioned I had these people on the program, their insistence was that jet fuel does not burn hot enough to burn steel. You heard that over and over and over again. The point one was, it wasn't just jet fuel, it was everything in the building. It was the paper, the carpets. It was the furniture. It was the ceiling tiles. It was everything. It wasn't just jet fuel. And then we had this tanker truck in California that had a wreck under a freeway overpass, and it was just fuel. No furniture, no paper, no carpet, and it melted those girders on the overpass above, and the whole thing then collapsed on the tanker truck. So not only was it not just jet fuel burning in the trade centers and everything else, you didn't even need the other stuff that was burning in the World Trade Centers to weaken the steel to the point where the building collapsed, because it happened right in front. It was on the news. Everything you just said about how it's impossible was just proven to be false on the news. And that one kind of put them back on their heels. They didn't have a whole lot to say beyond that. But the others, you know, the Kennedy assassination people, they're still out there. The black helicopters kind of went away. Those were big for a while. And the National Guard helicopters from the ground looking up, they look like black helicopters. And for years, probably this was 80s, 90s, late 80s, early 90s, this belief that the government was out there. The idea was it was started by the John Birch Society, it turns out, claiming the UN would be arriving in black helicopters, and we would go under, the U.S. would go under UN control. And then it came back in like the 80s and 90s when Bill Clinton got elected, because obviously, he's the problem. And the theory, you know, it gained traction then and didn't go away for a while. And is Bob going to add to that conspiracy theory? Bob, you had something to add to that? What's up?
Hi, Mike. You know what they talk about, you know, 9/11 and the fire and the heat melting the steel. What no one ever puts into that is speed. I mean, those planes were going, what, 300 plus, almost 400 miles an hour. And remember when you're a kid and you talk about tornadoes, when you bring speed into it, a lot of things are compromised. No one ever talks about that. You know, they talk about straws being driven into trees from tornadoes. You see all kinds of weird things that are compromised.
Yeah.
No one ever brings up speed, and that's killed me for all these years, you know?
It no doubt played a role, but it didn't. And again, it didn't even have to, because we know what happened with that tanker truck under the freeway. We know that it can happen. So
exactly. Well, and when you bring them all together, they're going to come down. And I loved it at the beginning when they thought they should have toppled like a Lego, toppled off to the right or something. And
yeah,
such a conspiracy. That was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt.
Thanks, man.
All right. You bet. Got to run. Do some news here. News and back. 700 WLW.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
Why do I bother with these rhymes?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Because they let you know it's investment time.
Here it comes. The Bloomberg Market Minute on 700 WLW.
And here he is. All right, got an unemployment number coming in, or the new unemployment claims this would be.
Yeah, we got some news from the job market, and it's a bit encouraging right now, Mike. The Labor Department reports 963,000 workers filed new claims for unemployment benefits last week. And this breaks a 20-week streak of first-time filings topping 1 million, and the number of continuing claims also decreased. That was down to 15.5 million, and that's the lowest since early April. So some positive news. Turn the futures around, by the way.
All right. Fans of movies, particularly at movie theaters, might get lucky beginning next week.
Yeah, 5-month-long closure of AMC Entertainment's theaters will end a week from today. AMC plans to reopen 100 theaters next Thursday in time for the debut of the Russell Crowe thriller Unhinged, and the company is expecting to have about two-thirds of its 600 theaters open by September 3rd. That's currently when Warner Brothers' Tenet is expected to open, but that's been delayed several times. We don't know if that's the final date or not.
All right, we have some new tariffs on the way. These will be on goods from both Germany and France. Why?
Well, these are being imposed by the U.S. Trade Representative's office. New tariffs begin next month. This move is intended to pressure the European Union to settle a long-running dispute over illegal subsidies to Airbus. The new tariffs are going to apply to German and French jams and knives, and when they go into effect, some goods from Greece and the U.K. will come off the tariff list.
That'll teach them.
I guess. Jams and knives.
Yep. All right, futures.
They're a little bit higher now. S&P futures are up 2 points. NASDAQ futures are up 57. And the Dow futures are up 17. From Bloomberg, I'm Jeff Bellinger on News Radio 700 WLW.
8:40 is the time. 700 WLW. My one guy hung up. Wanted to take me to task over the Kennedy assassination. Take me to task. I love being taken to task. One of my favorite things to do. Then I take you back. That's what happens, I tell you. Tim had a point. This came up earlier on the subject of...
it's not the Kennedy assassination. That's fluff to me.
I'm growing pumpkins. Big pumpkins.
Right. big pumpkins. I couldn't fathom the idea of you going home without knowing how to grow one. Every year for about 15 years, my kids were really small. Me and my wife would hop in the car and take them up to Circleville, Ohio at the Pumpkin Festival.
Yeah.
And they take pumpkins seriously up there. Their manhole covers actually have pumpkins forged into the lids of the, you know, particular year, the winter, and how much it was. I think the biggest one I ever saw was 1,300 pounds. But they grow them on special platforms. You were asking how they move them. They start them and grow them on special platforms so they can be moved from the farm to the festival or whatever. And in bumping into these people, you know, you talk to them, you get deep things, they kind of tell you how they're doing it. First and foremost, it starts with genetics. They're a real tight-knit group, and they'll trade seeds that, you know, have shown traits for growing really fast, large pumpkins and stuff. But the most interesting part I heard is, like Frankenstein, you mess with the natural order of things, you're going to run into some problems.
And
one of the problems of growing these massive pumpkins is the skin splits because they grow so fast. And so people, well, they'll create their own concoctions, but really the trade secret is cocoa butter. They'll go out every hour while it's growing, and they'll smear cocoa butter all over the pumpkin.
For like months.
Yeah. Talk about dedication. And they sort of look like, they look like a regular pumpkin. If, you know, a huge regular pumpkin, if you deflated it, and now it's only half full of air. You know, they're real flat on the bottom because they're so heavy.
Right.
But they make pumpkin pie, pumpkin ice cream, pumpkin chili, and, of course, pumpkin spice latte. I kid about it, but it really is an excellent representation of small-town America. It's Circleville Historic District is about 8 to 10 square blocks, and they fill it up with rides and midway and food carts and blah, 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 blah. It's a pretty good time.
I assume that's October. Number one, they'll cancel it this year, most likely. But
Right. Well, my kids are grown now, too. The fun, the mystery and mystique is a little bit gone. But so we don't.
Oh, you'll get the grandkids one of these days, and back to the pumpkin fest you go.
If we go this year, I'll get you a pumpkin roll, one of those bread with the sour cream center, and they roll them up, so when you slice it, it makes a spiral. I'll get you a frozen pumpkin bread.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. I'm counting on
you. Have a good day.
All right, Tim, thanks. See you later. That came up earlier. This is the things that Rocky Boyman doesn't care about because he only thinks football. They canceled the big giant pumpkin festival in New England is what happened. And this guy's dreams were crushed. I mean, last year he had an 1,800-pounder and came in fifth. He had one going this year that was he knew would top 2,000 pounds, and the rug was yanked out from under him like a Big Ten football player. So not the only dreams crushed are not in college football. A lot of other important things going on out there. Then I had just raised the question, how do you know how much a pumpkin weighs while it's growing? Well, now we kind of know. What else did I have? Let's work in this call. What is this on? Burning steel. Yeah, Pete, what's going on?
How you doing, Mike? Hey, look at that that naval ship in San Diego, the harbor. That thing burned for like almost two weeks.
Yeah, I didn't see any photos of it once the fire was put out. I mean, what was on the ship was burning. What happened to the hull?
Exactly. But this, I was in the Coast Guard and the Navy, and you'd be surprised what can burn on a vessel like that. I mean, you've got insulation, you've got softer materials. Not only that, but the, a lot of hazards. But that thing burned for a long time. Obviously, they had aviation fuel on it.
But, sure.
I mean, among other things. But that thing, they couldn't put that fire out. So there's proof right there that, you know, an all-steel vessel, I mean, once metal starts burning, that becomes a class delta fire, and that's bad. That's like you can't put it out. That's like super, super hot.
That's like,
probably what happened with the Twin Towers.
Yeah, that's as bad as it gets right there.
You got it, buddy. Right. That's all I got, man.
That's all I need. Easy. Thanks. See you later. And the moon landing, that's the other one. The whole idea that whole thing was contrived, that man never went to the moon. The point's been made by a lot of people, that, including Buzz Aldrin, that it would have been harder to fake that than it was to pull it off because of all the people who were involved in that project. And that's how the space program, it's the only way this space program works, honestly, is to put as much of the work as you can in as many congressional districts as possible so you can get votes from that particular member of Congress. It is far-fetched. I mean, we think like Kennedy Space Center, Houston, and maybe it was a Birmingham, which is Space City, where they build some of the rockets. That even today, the space program is spread out so far across the country as far as possible to get votes for the jobs in those different congressional districts. In other words, hundreds of thousands of people would have to be in on the scam. And then after the fact, nobody ever would have written the book that would have proved, but that'd be the greatest conspiracy. Even the Russians, who were our diehard enemies at the time, never challenged the fact that we went to the moon. But there's still people out there who believe that to be true. Amazing. What's the Hillary conspiracy? What, Rick? What's up?
Here's a conspiracy that never really got started that went away quick when Hillary said the attack on Bill was a vast right-wing conspiracy. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think she was trying to convince herself.
Well, there you go. Well, she was the only one.
Yeah.
So that believed it. And it went away pretty quick, didn't it? Yeah.
Yep, sure did.
Okay.
All right, you bet.
Love your show, Mike.
Thank you. Caller said the steel did not burn in the Trade Center, just got so hot it weakened and collapsed. Well, yeah, that's the idea. It burned until it got hot and it collapsed. Yes, it did. It doesn't mean it went up like toothpicks or something, but that's what happened. Yes, it melted the steel to the point where it collapsed. All right, what do we have? Check our traffic, yes. Chuck is standing by. What do you got there, brother?
From the UC Health Traffic Center, UC Health's new mobile stroke unit brings stroke care to your door when seconds can mean the difference. Learn more at uchealth.com/mobile stroke. Southbound 75, much better through the Lachlan split, but getting heavy once again coming out of downtown. In fact, backing up across the Brent Spence Bridge now, making your way into northern Kentucky and the construction zone where now the left lanes are blocked off. We got a report of a wreck westbound 275 before 5 Mile, but no slow traffic there and cleaning up on 128 near Stricker's Grove. Chuck Ingram, News Radio 700 WLW.
All right, a lot of sunshine today. 87 is a high later on, then clouds back in tonight, 69. Tomorrow, scattered storms, otherwise a cloudy day in 83. The good news is next week, we have one of those cool, sunny, everyday kind of weeks coming our way. So that's on the horizon right now, sitting at 70 at 700 WLW. We'll have our businessman, Greg Stebbin, just ahead with a few helpful hints for one and all. Stand by. 700 WLW. Let's talk biz. Some business talk with Greg Stebbin, our businessman. And, Greg, not that long ago, you gave up on being a tech expert. You used to be our tech guy. And Peace and Wired magazine points to the fact that there's no such thing as a tech expert anymore, probably pointing to your retirement. But some good points are made here, and that is you bring in the big tech people and Congress gives them a grilling session, and then those in that line of work say, look at these bozos. They know nothing about tech. These congressmen are idiots. But right,
and it happens everywhere. I mean, it's on display, and we all laugh about it when there's a big hearing like there was last week with Facebook and Google. But the truth is, and as the headline suggests, and as I figured out a few years ago, nobody knows at all. And it's harder and harder to be a tech expert, but you can carve a slice of it off and become an expert. And I think that's really the lesson to learn from what we saw in Congress and from this article. In your own work life, you know, technology is going to dominate your company more and more. And if you can carve off a piece of that technology and become the go-to person in your company for getting something done and making smart decisions, you're going to have some incredible job longevity. And if you don't do it, you're probably putting yourself at risk because somebody's going to come along and replace you.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. Even take my job. I know what I'm doing, but I couldn't go in the other room where Danny is and fire the right buttons because I never had to learn it. So I don't know that. I know the part I have to know, and he knows the part he has to know. So we're experts in those fields, but as far as knowing the entire puzzle, I certainly couldn't go out to the transmitter and fix something if it broke, and neither could Danny. So you need to good at something is what it boils down to, be an expert at something.
Be great at something,
yes.
Really. And just to add to what you said, even if you had known how to do his job, my guess is 5 years later, you would no longer know how to do his job.
Right.
So part of his job, part of all of our jobs, is not just knowing how to do something today, but continuing to evolve our learning and our understanding, and perhaps even getting ahead of the curve and knowing how to do it better than everyone else by embracing what's new before everybody else does. That's how you lock in your position and make yourself invaluable. That's how you make sure you never get fired or laid off, but instead are always getting raises.
Sure. Another piece, the article made was, you know, they're saying these bozos in Congress shouldn't be here. They should have no say in AI because they don't understand anything about artificial intelligence. And the point is, you don't have to understand how an F-15 works either, but your job as a member of Congress is to make sure you're getting the right equipment for the job that has to be done.
Well, that's right. And the same applies to us as well. Whether you're an employee, a manager, or an owner, you don't have to understand how AI works. You don't have to understand how Google works. But you do have to understand why it's important and how it's important and why it applies and how it applies and the dangers. You have to understand the dangers of why not understanding these tools or not knowing how to apply them will impact your business. So it's true. I don't know that I would want a congressperson who understood AI. They probably would be bad at so many other parts of their job. But they, among other things, need to be smart enough to listen to experts who do understand it, who can explain it to them. And that's the same thing you have to do if you're a boss or the owner of the company. You have to pick the best people. You have to motivate the people you have to be the best people, and then you have to be smart enough to listen to them instead of thinking you know everything.
And in the broader picture, if you're not among the best people, you better be a better person than you are, because we know in the workplace you have those people who want to learn more and move on, and those who say, I'll learn more when you pay me more to learn it. And guess who's moving on and who's not?
Yeah, and you know, here's the thing that I think is so true. If you are honest with yourself and do not believe you're the best at your job, the difference between you being the best and not being the best is just how much effort you're willing to put into it. And if you're not willing to make yourself the best, to put your sights on the person who is the best and say, I want to be 10 times better than him or her, then you're not going to have a very secure future. And anyone can be best. You may not be able to be best at what you're doing today, but in the effort to try to be best, you might learn that you should actually be making some kind of career shift. And if you learn that by putting in the effort, you're still a winner. But if you do nothing, you're going to end up like a loser.
And we've all known them along the way.
Yes, we have.
Absolutely. All right. Greg Stebbin, I have to run. I appreciate you and your time, and At least you didn't leave all the other tech experts in charge when you left that field.
There you go.
There are none. All right, thanks so much, and we will talk next time out.
You bet. It's great to be here.
You bet. All right, got to go, got to run. Sloney is next. And his guest out of the chute says it's time to get rid of the Electoral College. In other words, some whack job guest. Then the Secretary of State later on voting, too, is going to be a big vote-a-thon show. With Sloney just ahead. Out of here tomorrow. Brew is in. Talk to you later. Newstime, News Radio 700 WLW.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.